It's Weekend with Wiser, and there is so much going on around town. Of course, the summer solstice is here, the longest day of the year. So you better take advantage of all of the evening fun that's going on, because honestly, if you can't find music, theater, and great places to cool off indoors in this town, you are not looking. So, June 21st, Selwyn Bertrand's at Skipper's Smokehouse in Tampa. On 621, Memphis Rub Band is at the Firehouse Cultural Center in Ruskin. Jason Ritchie and the Bad Kind at Skipper's Smokehouse on the 27th, and that is in Tampa. You know what's coming up that I love is the 13th annual Rebecca Penny's Piano Festival. It's a world-class, tuition-free celebration of music, artistry, and inspiration. It's held annually from June 27th to July 17th at the University of South Florida in Tampa. Please go to Rebecca Penny's, P-E-N-N-E-Y-S, pianofestival.org, because they do have a couple events in town as well. At the James Museum on June 21st, there's be a curator tour, Perseverance, A Woman's Journey West. July 19th, workshop, sketchbook, binding, and more. August 2nd, workshop, threads of the past, quilting. And August 19th, a sip and see, Perseverance, A Woman's Journal West. There's also the Cool Art Show at the St. Petersburg Coliseum on July 19th and July 20th. It features visual artists who have received awards at places all over the country. I mean, there is just so much going on. You just can't believe it. On July 9th, Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton's Radio Soul Tour will be at the Mahaffey Theater. Classic Burlesque is coming up as well. That's going on June 28th. Pinellas Park Art Society has their meetups third Saturdays, and the Pinellas Arts Village on Park Boulevard has the first Saturday art walk 5 to 9 at Studios at 5663. You do want to check out some of the great classes and workshops around town at the Zen Glass Studio and Gallery on 627th Street, the Clay Co-op on 6th Street, the Hive Community Clay on 49th Street, and other places, the Suntan Arts Center in St. Pete Beach, and then, of course, the Morian Arts Center. Through June 26th, Fresh Squeeze, 9 Emerging Artists in Florida is there. Through June 26th, the PCCA Senior Show is there. Through July 5th is Passages. Janet Gentlewind Folsom and our very own June Bunch has talked about that. You can go to the podcast link on the top of RadioSaintPete.com website and find out more about that. And through June 29th at the Morian Center for the Clay is Erica Blue Consume. There's also demonstrations and classes available at the Morian Glass Studio. And of course, you can always have a little party with friends at Painting with a Twist. The Warehouse Arts District, Marcus Gottschalk, was recently in studio for our fundraising day, and he shared some of what he's doing. One of the things that's happening on the 24th that I'm going to go to, and I cannot wait, is Explore Middle Eastern Rhythms. This is a workshop with Israeli artist Yogev Shachrit. It is Tuesday, June 24th at 4 o'clock at the Tully Levine Gallery, 515 22nd Street South. That is presented by the Warehouse Arts District and David Manson's Emmett. Please don't miss it. It's going to be just a fabulous event, and it's going to be very exciting. Our friends at the Greenlight Cinema have so much going on. Friendship has been playing last week, and now it's Filmteenth on Juneteenth, Basket Case on the 21st, Friendship again, 22nd, 24th, and 25th. Rocky Horror Picture Show is coming up as well on the 28th. And then one of the shows I cannot wait, Materialist, you've been hearing a lot about this with Pedro Pascal and Dakota Johnson. That is going to be the first week in July. Lots of things going on. Tombolo Books and Book and Bottle. We'll hear from Duncan and find out about all the events that are happening there. Please tune in on the 21st for the Florida Folk Show. Saturday, 10 to noon with Pete Gallagher, Tim Valle, and Posse. Fiona Frenchay performs Friday, June 20th at the Wine Bar, A Taste of Slice at Indian Rocks Beach. Then Sunday and Wednesday, 6 to 9 at Palm Court in the Trade Window. Penguins Island Resort before she leaves on her European tour July 25th. On June 26th, Nate HR is featuring special guest Jeff Kashua at the Palladium. On 6/27, comedian Dean Napolitano is performing. It may be a sold-out show, folks, but if it's not, you need to get over there on June 28th at the Palladium, a night of classic burlesque. On July 3rd, Backtrack Blues Band. On July 11th, Allison Briggs, New York Style Jazz Night. That's going to be fabulous. July 12th, Henry Herbert. July 18th, The Petty Experience. July 19th, the one and only Jeremy Carter. This is it. So long, Trace Secor, the final brief of Jazz World for farewell on the 26th, August 1st, Damon Fowler. If you haven't listened to Paul and Eugenie Bondurant share their big news that they will be at the Suncoast Jazz Festival, November 21 through 23, please go to the podcast, click on that, and you'll find that interview there. Global icon Bryan Adams is hitting the road this fall with the Rock the Roll Punches North America 2025 tour at Amalie Arena November 10th. Tickets went on sale this Friday for Government Mule October 14th at Ruth Eckert Hall. All Time Low with May Day Parade 4 Years Strong and the Paradox November 15th at the Bay Care Sound. Del McCoury Band on November 15th at the Capitol Theater. Stop Making Sense live event hosted by Jerry Harrison the 22nd of November at the Capitol Theater, and the one and only Judy Collins returns on January 18th at the Capitol Theater. Central Park has a terrific lineup. They have the Ultimate Summer Jazz Jam with the Clearwater Jazz Holiday on the 19th. So many great people there. Fred Johnson, Simon Lansky, hosted by Mark Feynman. If you haven't heard Simon Lansky's interview and music, please go to our podcast and check that out. On the 8th through the 17th of August, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, will be playing there. This Sunday at 3 o'clock, Dimas Sanchez and the Afro-Latin Jazz Project, co-sponsored by Mi Gente, Mi Pueblo, and the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, will be at the Palladium. This is a terrific event, followed by the Al Downing Honors. In July, we'll have Alvinette Downing in studio, and you'll be able to hear more about that. October 16th through the 19th is the Clearwater Jazz Holiday. It's spectacular music and epic vibes with Tower of Power, R&R featuring Rick Braun and Richard Elliott, Corey Wong, The War and Treaty, Trombone Shorty, yes, my mother's favorite, and Orleans Avenue, Lady Blackbird, and then Sunday, Trampled by Turtles, St. Paul and the Broken Bones at Coachman Park. Duke Energy Center for the Arts has a terrific things coming up. They are doing Legally Blonde Jr., the musical. If you didn't hear Stephen Riordan's interview with Katrina Young, who is the youth coordinator and director, please catch that on our podcast. And really, one of the most exciting things is Laura Bell Bundy, one night only, she's doing a workshop with the kids, and then she's doing a special performance from the summer camp participants and herself, July 18th, 7:30. This supports the Bill Edward Foundation for the Arts at the Mahaffey Theater. Also coming up with the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, expanding the experience, is an evening with Vincent Ngala, plus a side door VIP pre-show, Santana Soulfire, featuring the State College of Florida Jazz Orchestra, with special guests, yes, the one and only James Suggs and Peter Mongoya. This is at August 22nd. It's so exciting. The CGH has been doing these experience concerts. I think they have something at Nash Keys. And speaking of jazz jams, if you haven't gone to the Hangar, the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association is celebrating its 15th year through July 6th on Monday nights at the Jazz Jam, hosted by Dwight White. And we had Stretch Brune and Kenny Walker in studio. Again, you can listen to that. But get over there on Monday nights. And if you're closer to Tyrone, get over to CJ's backstage for the terrific one and only Tomcat. It's an incredible big band orchestra, lots of people sitting in. But there's still more. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel. Well, I'm going to see Dionne Warwick, and that was the 18th. July 4th is Blue Oyster Cult. July 13th, the one and only Gladys Wright. On the 20th of July, Darius Rucker. On the 24th, Jeff Ross. And on the 31st, Mo Amour. And on 8-3 at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is David Lee Roth, followed by 8-13, the Joe Perry Project, and Gabriel Iglesias on the 14th of August. The Boss Project is going to be at Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. That is on July 12th. It's a Bruce Springsteen tribute. And if you like Linda Ronstadt, there'll be a tribute there on June 28th. What's going on at Ruth Eckert Hall? Well, The 21st is Hidden Brain, the Sunday Perceptions Tour with Shankar Vedantam, for those of you who are incredibly profound. On June 28th, Sean Hannity and Jimmy Fallon, Fox Stars, will be at Ruth Eckert Hall. On the 3rd, it's Ninja Kids. On the 17th of July, it's Yacht Rock Summer. On the 18th through the 19th, it's Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam, one of my favorites. And on the 13th, Mike Campbell of August and the Dirty Knobs. Really, there's just so much. I can't even tell you. What about the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater? I'll tell you, my favorite is going to be, of course, on the 19th of July. Toto, Men at Work, Christopher Cross. How can you beat that? And then another great one is going to be on August 10th, Keisha and Scissor Sisters. Finally, at Janice Live on the 20th is the Resilient Band. Again, we have done a wonderful interview about that. It's really important, and it supports it supports our veterans. So on the 21st at Janice Live is Ziggy Alberts. On the 28th is Acid Bach with Weed Dealer and R. Wake. The Gulfport Community Players, the Backdoor Theater, hosts a Summer of One Acts July 10th through the 20th. And Free Fall Theater is showing the House of Future Memory, an immersive experience June 13th through July 13th, followed by Free Fall at the Movies with our very own Matthew McGee on June 8th. Excuse me, that has passed on June 18th. And then Larry Alexander Cabaret, My Year with Liza. Of course, the crew is over at the Floridian Social on Sunday. And you need to take a look at American Stage. They are doing a wonderful cabaret series. It just seems that cabaret is back in vogue. Finally, if you're looking to do some animal attractions in addition to the zoo at Lowry Park, there's the aquarium, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, the Tampa Bay Watch Discovery Center, the Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park, the Seaside Bird Sanctuary, and so many more places that you can get up close and personal, especially if you like Capri-Hanas. For cats, I'd love to go out and make a donation at the sanctuaries and Save Our Pets, the Humane Societies. And, give them a little love, drop off a donation, and get to play with some kitties. If you're into golf, the Dunedin Golf Club, the Vinoy Golf Club, and the Innis Resort and Golf Club, Bardmore Golf and Tennis, and Mangrove Bay in Tarpon Springs Golf Course are all great places. A little miniature golf is also fun. And there's some indoor golf happening. Of course, you can catch all of that around town. So, for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Annette Wiser. Join us next week. Until then, aloha.